My granny said, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this is the day when the squire's friend, Prince Ally Kush, the so-called Hindu miracle man, is to arrive in Pine Ridge. This is the first step in Squire Skimp's plan to extricate Lum from his fake broken leg dilemma by having the prince pretend to heal Lum's leg in a public demonstration. As we look in on the little community of Pine Ridge today, we find Grandpappy Spears over at the Jot 'em Down store talking with Abner. Listen.
Yes, sir. A real Hindu prince. Says so right here on this handbill.
Let's see.
And you never heard nothing about him coming to town?
Well, I heard Squire Skimp say something about it. He knows him.
Yeah, that's quite an honor having a real prince visiting here in Pine Ridge.
Prince Ally Kush, the miracle man, direct from India, will appear at the Pine Ridge Schoolhouse. Hindu magic and miracle bone healing. Admission, 25 cents. Come one, come all. Well.
Yeah, what do they mean there, bone healer? What's that business?
I reckon he heals broke bones.
Well, I do know. Well, sir, I ain't much of a hand for going to shows, but now there's one I aim to see.
You do?
Yeah, I know Charity will enjoy seeing a real prince.
Oh, they say them fellas walks on boards full of nails and eats glass and everything else.
Oh, sassafras. I don't believe it. There's a trick to it some way or other.
No, they can do it. I saw sword swallowers and fire eaters at carnivals.
Oh, yeah, but that ain't like walking on a board full of nails. I don't believe it.
Oh, wait a minute. Here comes Long. Just asked him about it. He's the one that was telling me.
Well, what does he know about it?
I don't know. He must have read it somewhere. Morning, Long.
Good morning.
Long, I was just looking at this hand circle here.
Yeah, I seen one of them. I'm anxious to see that feller.
Says here he's a bone healer. Why don't you get him to dry himself out on that broke leg of yours?
Aye, Grannies, I hadn't thought about that. That might be a good idea, Grandpap.
Of course, I don't believe in them things, but it wouldn't hurt to try it. If he can't do it, it'll sort of show him up, won't it?
Well, I've heard them fellas can actually do that, Grandpap.
Well, I gotta see it first. Abner's telling me this feller's a friend of Squire Skimp's.
Yeah, that's what Squire was saying. Knowed him years ago.
I bound you Squire's the one that got him to come down here.
What makes you say that?
I don't know. I just figured he was.
Well, Squire's the one that's putting on the show.
Well, I know I'm going to see it. I know that.
Oh, yeah, ought to.
I believe I'll go over to the place and show Charity this handbill. I know she'll want to go.
Well, now, don't rush off, Grandpa.
Oh, I got to get on back, Abner. Got to rake and burn some leaves today anyway.
Yeah.
Well, come back again, Grandpa.
Yeah, I'll be back. A real prince here in Pine Ridge.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited about that.
Oh,
you know?
My, yeah.
Hi, Granny, this thing's working out a heap better than I thought it would. You know what, Abner?
Yes, huh?
Oh, yeah. Everybody I met coming up the street just now, seen them handbills, and they're all talking about it.
Oh, it's causing a lot of talk, all right.
There's been at least a half a dozen different ones this morning suggest the same thing that Grandpap did just now. Why don't I get the prince to try to heal his broke leg for me? He didn't know that's what I had in mind to do all along the reason he's down here.
Sure.
Now, sir, when I throw away these crutches and walk off of that platform, their eyes is going to bug out like a bunch of tromped-on toad frogs.
Oh, they'll be spiced to death. Ain't no doubt about it. No doubt ain't about it.
Well, I'll be so glad to get rid of these crutches. I don't know what to do.
Now, that's our ring, I believe, Lon.
I'll get it.
And good. Ain't me getting up. Sorry to death.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. Lum Edder's doing the talking.
I hate telephones.
Oh, howdy, Squire.
Hate and despise.
He is. Well, for goodness sake, when did he get in?
He's got in
there. Well, good. Grannies, I'm anxious to meet him. Yeah, sure, bring him on over. Yeah. All right, Squire. Yeah, I'll be looking for you. Goodbye.
Hi, Granny. He's here, Abner. He's here.
The prince?
Yes, sir. Just got in town a few minutes ago. Squire's going to bring him over to the store here directly.
I can't wait to meet him.
Me neither. Granny, I don't know what to say to a prince.
What to say to him?
Yeah, a judge, you say your honor, and a king, you say your majesty, but I don't know what you say to a prince.
Oh, well, over at Lodge, Ezra Seastrunk, he's a prince, and they say, I salute you, O great and noble prince.
Granny, that sounds good. It might be the thing to say, too.
I salute you, old great and noble prince. Pull up a chair.
Yeah, that sounds important.
Come in, old great and noble prince. Welcome to Pine Ridge.
Mom?
Oh, come in, Cedric. I never seen you coming in there.
What was you saying to me, Mr. Lum?
Oh, I wasn't talking to you, Cedric. I never even seen you coming in. I just sort of practicing.
Did you fellas know there's going to be a real live prince come to town?
He's already here.
Find out, Abner. Who told you, Cedric?
I seen it wrote on a hand circular down there at the barbershop. He's going to put on a show here. It's going to cost 25 cents to get in to see him, too.
We know all about it, Cedric.
Oh. Is he going to ride a big white horse?
I don't know, Cedric.
Well, Clarabel says he is. She's got a book with a picture of a prince in it. And he's fighting a dragoon with a sword.
Well, I don't think this is that kind of a prince, Cedric. This is a Hindu prince.
Yeah, he eats glass and walks on boards with nails sticking up in them.
Ooh. Is he crazy?
No, he likes to do that.
How do you know so much about him, Abner? You're trouble. You're talking too much about this prince.
Well, you said them Hindus done that.
I never said he did, though. I just said some of them does. I don't know a thing about this prince, Cedric. Neither does Abner.
Well, Squire said...
Never mind what Squire said.
Oh.
Says on them hand circlers that he heals broke bones. Why don't you get him to heal that broke leg of yours, Mr. Lum?
Oh, I don't know, Cedric. I hadn't thought much about it.
Golly, I wish I had a broke leg so he could try it out on me. Then I would have something to brag about.
I wonder if I was... Now, don't you go getting any ideas in your head, Cedric. You get to see the prince without having any broke legs to heal.
Oh, I sure would love to shake hands with him.
Maybe that can be arranged to where you can. Uh-oh, Cedric. Maybe you better run along now. Here comes Squire Skimp and a feller we got to talk some private business with.
Oh, my goodness, Rom, you reckon...
Just be quiet, Abner. Run along, Cedric, and then you can come back over this afternoon.
Yes, Mom. Well, reckon I'll see you fellas later on, then.
Yeah, all right. So long, Cedric.
So long.
You reckon it's a prince there with Squire now,
well, huh? Sure it is. But I never wanted Cedric to know it. We never would get shut at him.
Oh. Our dog is he's got one of them bandages on his head.
Turbans, Abner. Don't be calling them bandages in front of the prince.
Oh.
And I'm as nervous as I can be. Just imagine meeting a real prince.
You're white as a sheet.
I know. Think of a prince coming in and jot him down,
sir. Why, sure.
Now, don't try to sell him nothing.
I won't try to sell him nothing.
I know. Yeah. Well, come in, Squire.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Come on back, both of you.
Yes, thank you, Lum. Beautiful morning. Lum, I want you to meet His Highness Prince Ally Kush.
I salute you, old great and noble prince.
Salam alaikum, Effendi, Piznayesh Poldisi, Anushokce Kolmiznit.
He says that he's most pleased to make your acquaintance.
Well.
And Your Highness, this is Abner Peabody.
How do you do, sir?
Bil tama no se tutti taucini.
He says he's also glad to meet you, Abner.
I figure that's what he's saying.
Patronazeska meris nicchini stiribul pol.
No, the prince says that you will be most welcome any time that you wish to visit his native land.
Well, that's mighty thoughty of him. Tell him thank you, sir.
Yes, I will, well, I wanted you to meet the prince, and I also want to show him the rest of the town.
Yeah, natural.
I expect I better have him step out on the porch a minute. I want to talk to you in private, Lum. Ranbar Unmal Nekar, Amscrave.
Beldik Yosama Snepet Aye Frumti Deba Forisnet Et Ge the Oday.
Sinam Yereg Restit.
What did he say, Squire?
Oh, he said he'd wait on the porch. Lum, what I want to see you about.
Roundabout way of saying.
I don't like to bring up unpleasant subjects, Lum, but the prince would like to have the $500 in advance.
Well, you told me about that.
Yes, I know. I just wondered if you have it in cash there with you.
Yeah, I got it right here for you.
Well, good.
That's an awful lot of money, Squire. Don't reckon we could talk him down on the price, do you?
No, not a chance in the world. I'm surprised at him doing it for this.
Well, there you are. You count it.
No, that's all right. I'll take your word for it, Lum. And thank you very much. I know we'll appreciate it.
Not at all.
Well, I expect I better get on. I'll drop back over later and let you get better acquainted with the prince.
Yeah, do that, Squire. I'd love to talk with him some more.
Yeah, I want to learn to talk like he does. That's what I
want.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I'll see you later, gentlemen.
Yeah, so long, Squire.
Well, that was nice work, Louis.
Oh, them dopes is a cinch. Did you get the dough?
Oh, yes. Got the money right here in my pocket.
And now, don't forget, $50 for the job and $50 for my expenses down here. That's $100 altogether.
Oh, yes. I didn't get it all, Louie. I just got a down payment. But I'll give you all I got. Here, $50. And I'll try and get the rest for you later.